Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Steve is in the morning now, 8:50 here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Remains of Father Emil Capon, considered for sainthood, taken to Wichita's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Two.
Voters in California decide not to recall Governor Gavin Newsom.
One.
Thunderstorms rumble across southern Kansas overnight. No damage reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got some road work that's going to be a potential thing to avoid today. You're not going to be able to exit southbound I-35. That's the Kansas Turnpike. You won't be able to exit onto westbound Kellogg. They're doing some work there from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That's going to remain closed. Again, that's that exit, the no-pass exit, or the no-toll, no-stop exit there onto Kellogg, southbound I-35, the Turnpike. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Becoming mostly sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 67. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour, and 68 degrees. U.S. industrial production slowed in August to a 0.4% gain in August as the shutdowns caused by Hurricane Ida took a toll on manufacturing activity. Federal Reserve reported today that plant closures forced by Ida for petrochemical plants and petroleum refining along the Gulf Coast had shaved 0.3%, a point from the output figure. Another retailer is hiking wages to attract workers in a tight labor market.
Sam's Club is following the footsteps of its parent company, Walmart, with the warehouse club chain increasing its starting wage to $15 for all U.S. associates as of September the 25th. The average hourly wage will be $17, with some earning as much as $34 an hour. The company has been investing in wages, with further investment going towards positions that will lead to a long-term career with Sam's Club. The wage hikes come as its parent company, Walmart, said it will be increasing its minimum wage to $12 an hour. However, the figure is still below the starting wages at rivals Target and Amazon. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
After opening in the shops at Tallgrass in 2017, Pet Supplies Plus franchisee Cliff Primer is now headed to the west side. It'll be Wichita's second Pet Supplies Plus store location, targeted to open October 8th in the end cap space at 21st and Ridge Shopping Center that had been a Tad's Locker Room, and before that a Red Baron's Red Beans Bayou Grill. Premier says the pet industry continues to prove resilient to economic downturns, even amid COVID's impact on the retail industry.
Bombardier unveiling a new addition to its business jet lineup. It's an upgraded Challenger 350 called the Challenger 3500. The jet was revealed during an event at the company's facility in Montreal. According to the company, upgrades include a redesigned interior, features new seats packed with technology like voice control for lighting, temperature, and entertainment, plus wireless chargers. The company also says the jet was designed to be as environmentally friendly as possible, becoming the first super mid-size business jet to earn an environmental product declaration from EPD International. That's some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
And if you're hungry, and I'm starting to get that way, today is National Linguine Day. All right?
Huh.
Yeah. From the Liguria region of Italy, linguine means little tongues in Italian, made from a certain kind of flour here, semolina flour. Linguine is one of the world's oldest kinds of pasta. Linguine.
I love pasta, but I don't like. I'm not a big fan of linguine.
My favorite is I go with angel hair. I like angel hair for some reason.
It's my favorite pasta type. So
Jad chimes in with a favorite there.
In fact, I think I'll probably have some
today.
There
you go.
Why not?
Or go for a double cheeseburger. Today is double cheeseburger day. What could be better than a great big cheeseburger only twice?
I love that.
One on
love
top
the
of the other.
Cheeseburger at Ty's Diner.
At Ty's Diner. Mm. And there are some great places to get a double cheeseburger today around town. But celebrate. Or you could have some linguine and a double cheeseburger. What do you think?
I was thinking mixing the two, make linguine with some meatballs and then like American cheese. A double cheeseburger linguine.
Hey, knock yourself out. It's 8:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And again, just want to thank folks for chiming in yesterday on our 6,000 Steve and Ted show here on KNSS. And today is 6,001. Tomorrow we'll do 6,002. How's that?
Just keep it going.
That's the way it works. We just keep going. And for a while longer here, we've been doing this for 23 years. And we thank all of you out there who make us a part of your daily routine.
I think we just want to make it to 6,003.
There you go.
Just get to Friday.
At least. Hey, coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program this morning. Jason Chavitz is on. He's an author who's written They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. That's coming up on Glenn Beck this morning. 9 o'clock news this morning. We'll be looking at the California governor surviving the recall election. That's on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita. We're looking for a high today of 85 degrees. Right now, cloudy and 68.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.